making your magnesium.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday. We will be performing Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik in just a moment. Today's show is titled Strength in 60 Seconds a Day and Other Nonsense. I think you can already see where this may be going. Before we get started, I got to mention a couple things real fast. Number one, Only Goodness Inside is a new sponsor. They make an amazing alternative to deodorant that has none of the toxins and actually has lots of good things in it, like dead sea salt, magnesium, vitamins, and so on. And it lasts for 2 days. I put it on day before yesterday, forgot to put any deodorant on yesterday, was sitting here in the studio and took note that my pits did not smell like garlic. So check them out on the website. They're offering our audience 25% off. You'll see a banner ad. Number two, if you have not tried the only buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world that has been scientifically studied and patented, you can get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side of the website, you will see a banner ad that says Ask a Scientist. And just ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample. And, of course, include your mailing address or it'll never show up. Now, without further ado,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
The man with all the chalk and 45-pound plates at his avail, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Today's show is going to be an important discussion because there are still people out there who just don't get this. So, I got an email this week from someone who I do business with that I have a lot of respect for in the area of business that he supports the show. And it goes like this. Hey, Carl, hope all is well. My wife and I are now 68 years old. Besides walking and not snacking at night, what can we do to lose the fat in our middles? My wife wants to lose, and I do too, but we don't want to do, we don't know if there is something that we could just drink or eat. Let me know when you have the time. So I had a conversation with this guy, and he goes, you know, I just don't have the energy to walk. I just don't want to have to start walking. Isn't there like a pill? Is there a good product on the market? And I had to break the news to him. No, there is not. And quite frankly, you're missing out on the whole, all the benefits, that eating the right diet, which includes, dietary timing and exercise will bring to you besides losing the weight around the middle. And I have to believe that this phenomenon of thinking that there is a quote unquote easier way has been going on forever. And hence the picture I put up today of, strongman, physical culturist, Charles, Atlas or Charles Siciliano. Was it Angelo Siciliano or Charles Siciliano?
Angelo.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew you would know. I can make you a new man too in only 15 minutes a day. And the ever present ads in magazines and newspapers and TV infomercials all quoting that in just 5 minutes a day, in 30 seconds a day, in 90 seconds a day, if you take this pill, that you will see magic, and people have been exploited since the beginning of physical culture, I have to believe, right?
That's absolutely true. And, if you go back and read the old books and magazines, what you'll find is that Eugene Sandow and other strongmen who built themselves up with hard, heavy, progressive weightlifting, weight training, once they were famous and once everybody wanted to be like them and to know what's their secret, all of them wrote books, articles, courses, and sold equipment that was 15 minutes a day of light exercise.
I was just going to ask you, I have to believe that Charles Atlas, alias, you know, Angelo Siciliano, real name, didn't build his physique using dynamic tension, which is what he promoted, right?
Well, there was a hearing before the Federal Trade Commission, and the story goes, and I've not read the transcript of the hearing, but people who have read the transcript will tell you, and I think this is in Randy Roach's books, people will tell you that he was asked, Mr. Atlas, do you exercise with weights? And he said, no, but I do have a lot of weights at my house, barbells and dumbbells.
I just don't use them.
No, I use them to test my strength.
Mm.
Not to exercise, but to test my strength. And the lawyer then said, how often do you use these weights to test your strength?
He said every day.
Two or three times a week. Okay.
And more importantly, how do you test your strength? Well, I grab a weight and see if I can do it for three reps, three sets of 15 reps each, three or four times a week. Come on. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah. And then you had Eugene Sandow, who did a tremendous amount of heavy weightlifting to build what was the best developed physique of his era. And he was also a very strong man. I mean, you know, he was able to lift 270, 280 pounds overhead with one hand in the bent press. You know, that's a lot of weight, particularly
yes.
if you figure that, you know, he weighed about 180 pounds at the time.
Right.
So 180-pound man is able to lift a 280-pound barbell overhead with one hand.
Right.
Okay. Now, what happened, instead of Sandow saying, okay, the secret is training progressively with weights and adding more and more weight as your strength increases and eventually doing very, very heavy weightlifting, they didn't come out and say that. Instead, the storyline became, you can get very strong using light weights, light dumbbells, light exercise. You may have seen the Sandow spring grip exerciser.
No, I haven't seen that.
Which is a little dumbbell, like, you know, those little power bells that they use for aerobics?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weigh 2 pounds, 3 pounds.
Yeah, the lady, the pink ones, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's like if you took one of those and cut them in half diagonally. And then in between the two halves of the dumbbell handle, you put these little springs.
Like a leaf, yeah, leaf
yeah.
spring. So you had to squeeze it while you were moving it.
Yes, and the theory was by squeezing the dumbbell handle, you generate tremendous muscular tension, which allows you to get the same workout as if you were using hundreds of pounds in each dumbbell.
And yeah, I got to tell you, while I completely disagree with that concept, I don't disagree that there may be some value to the ability of the resistance in the palm fighting back with the grip, actually adding another dynamic to certain movements like pulling movements.
That's absolutely true, and that's part of the benefit of doing deadlifting exercises, for example, with a thick-handled barbell from time to time. Because you know you're activating a lot more of the hand and finger and forearm muscles, and that triggers certain things in the body and the nervous system that are very beneficial for strength training.
Right.
So, you know, it was a good idea as far as it went, but what it was packaging light training using a man who had a marvelously developed physique and claiming that he had obtained that from light training. And Thomas Inch did the same thing. George Hackenschmidt, the wrestling champion and weightlifting champion, did the same thing. And interestingly enough, you know, I write a lot of books about old school physical culture, old school training, how the old timers did it and so on. You know, and I say they trained very hard and very heavy. They used heavy weights. They used remarkably heavy weights in some exercises. That was the secret of their success. And even to this day, I get people who have a copy of a Eugene Sandow book or pamphlet or something Thomas Inch wrote or something George Hackenschmidt wrote or whatever, and they say, oh, Brooks, you're wrong. These men actually used light training. They advocated and promoted light exercise. You just don't get it, you know. And so the myth continues to this day.
And think about this. We see this today. We see bodybuilders. We see this today in a variety of areas.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much in the training templates, which we still do. I mean, if you watch late-night TV or early morning weekend TV, you see infomercials promoting 10 minutes a day of doing this, this crunch, ab crunch device or whatever, which, you know, those are BS. But within the physical culture community, lifting heavy has become a staple. But where you do see it still is in the supplementation slash drug area.
Mm-hmm.
You have bodybuilders that are taking enormous amounts of drugs and then doing an ad for a supplement, you know, some herbal supplement, and saying, this is what I use to add, to do this, and people believe it. Oh, idiots believe it. I'm sorry. So you still see it. It's been going on forever within the physical culture community. I have to believe, without doing any rigorous investigation, I have to believe back in Greco-Roman times, there was a guy who said that the bull testicles he sold had greater power than the bull testicles that his competitor sold at building strength and muscle.
You know, I don't know if they had advertising and marketing back then. If they did, then I'm sure that they had this sort of thing. You know, it's just part of human nature. But, you know, to your point, from the time that we can actually track this, the last 120, 130, 140, 150 years, you really can track it, and you can see this constant effort to sell people the easy way, the quick fix, the effortless exercise solution. Excuse me, copyrighted, my term, I get to write and sell the book, the
right.
Effortless exercise solution.
Right.
Okay? You know, and I mean, you know, that is what people are interested in. And so, you know, in the photo for today's show on Facebook shows Charles Atlas, Anthony Siciliano, and one of his famous advertisements where he said, you know, basically, I'm going to paraphrase, build strength and muscle in 15 minutes a day.
Right.
I think the phrase is only 15 minutes a day.
Right.
Okay. Well, that, by the 1960s, when the isometric fad came out, isometrics were marketed as build super strength in 60 seconds a day. 10 isometric exercises, 6 seconds apiece, supposedly super strength. And from there, we're down to, I think it's, is it 6 second abs or something like, you know, I think we're down to 6 seconds something.
Right.
So we've gone from 15 minutes to 60 seconds to 6 seconds, and you still have people who say, I don't have time to exercise, I want something even faster and quicker and easier.
Yeah, the guy who writes the book, Build Muscle, Lose Body Fat While You Sleep 8 hours a Night, will sell a lot of books, because that would be the ultimate lack of exertion. You're sleeping. It's ridiculous. And what I want to do is I want to take a break. I want to talk more about this concept in other areas of our lives. And would you really believe it? This is Physical Culture Radio. Go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning.
Nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't. But surely there are some people out there carrying this torch. So, okay. let's get a couple precepts laid out here. When someone asks a question like, how can I build muscle faster? Faster than what? When they ask that question, you know, how can I put on a lot of muscle really fast? I've got to go to my college or my high school reunion in 3 weeks, and I want to look ripped and shredded, and right now I'm fat and soft. What they're really saying is, I know the right way to do this is this way, and you're supposed to do it the right way, but I don't want to do it the right way. I want a shortcut. Now, let's look at some other areas of life, Brooks.
Okay.
The first one. Two people. One guy has gone to an Ivy League school for 4 years and gotten a degree. Another guy goes online, does it in 4 weeks. They both have a certificate, a degree in the same area. Who do you think actually knows something about their area?
Probably the guy that went to the good school for 4 years.
Okay. You got a mechanic who spent 15 years fixing your brand of car, and you got a guy who went online and took a course from some certificate mill, and he claims to be able to do everything that the guy that took 15 years to learn all the idiosyncrasies about all the different models of your car, and it only took him 6 weeks to do it. Who do you think you trust your car with?
Probably the guy with the 15 years experience.
You see where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the reality is, when people say, oh, you know, I don't want to have to eat right, I don't want to have to exercise, I don't want to have to do these things, can you show me a better way to do it? What they're really saying is, I want to cut corners and I want the same results. Well, here's the shocking news, folks. It doesn't happen. And you're being lied to by organizations that say it does. Okay? Because it doesn't. All that stuff was exposed in, what's his name, Chris Bell's movie, Bigger, Faster, Stronger, when they exposed that these athletes are in ripped-to-shred shape. They take the after pictures first, then they go on an eating spree for 5 months, and then they take the before pictures second. Because it doesn't work any other way. These people took a year or two to get into that shape, and then they took 5 or 6 months to get flabby. Not vice versa. And so, when someone asks you, you know, I'm impatient, I need to get muscle now, and if you let them buy into this concept that there is really a way to do that, you're hurting them. And I'll tell you why you're hurting them. Because what you get from real physical culture is greater than a six-pack abs and big biceps. It's lifelong health, longevity. It is improved performance in other areas of your life. I talked about this yesterday, Brooks, why it's good to train first thing in the morning. You know, I made the case yesterday, if you got to go back and listen to the second half hour of yesterday's show, but those of us who train hard and regular, we're more successful in other areas of our lives because we understand discipline. We understand the pain of pushing through. We understand progression. We understand goal setting. We understand, and guess what? That translates to other areas of your life. You don't get that in 60 seconds a day. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, I've written many times that it's a good thing that there is no secret method or secret pill that gives you strength and muscle and physical fitness and health overnight. And the reason is exactly what you said, Carl. If you go through the process, the mere fact of going through the process and putting in the work and being in a situation where you start at one level and you gradually, progressively, step by step, increase your ability and go up to another level, and then from there to another level, and so on. When you do that, it changes you in many ways, and not just physical. It teaches you that if you make a plan and you work toward it steadily, with your eyes on the goal, straight ahead, on the target, if you do that, you achieve your goal. You get there. You make progress. Good things happen. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And the other thing is, it teaches you confidence, self-confidence, because you're the one who made the decision. You're the one who decided to improve your current strength or development or, you know, lose weight if you need to lose weight, whatever. You're the one who made that decision, and you're the one who's doing the work, and guess what? You are getting results. And when that starts to happen, you start to become a different person, a stronger person, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, psychologically, everything. That's huge. And you miss it if you go the shortcut route. And the interesting thing is, so much of physical training, unfortunately, encourages people to look for the shortcut.
Well, it's actually part of our evolutionary gift to look for the shortcut. I had Dr. Daniel Lieberman on the show. He wrote the book, The Story of the Human Body.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Harvard trained anthropologist and professor of anthropology. And he said, look, it has been genetically encoded into us to conserve energy. And so if you put two coconut trees next to each other in the middle of the rainforest, and indigenous people came to them, and one they had to climb and one had an escalator, they'd all take the escalator to get the coconuts. He said, no one's going to try to work harder for the merit of working harder. So if you overlay what he says there, it is in our nature to look for ways to conserve energy. So I get the idea of finding the most efficient ways to get the greatest results. But what I don't understand is knowingly accepting something as a solution to your question when you know in your heart that it's not. These people who subscribe to these ideas that you can build great strength in 60 seconds a day, they know that it can't be possible, but they want someone to lie to them, and that's really the reality here. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Stay on clock. Gather your thoughts, Brooks. There's going to be a lot more discussion when we come back. Also, we have a listener comment from last week's show to read towards the end of this episode. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio here on Superhuman Radio Network. So, another physical culturist, Bill Hinburn, was messaging me on Facebook, and I said, oh, let's just bring him into the conversation. He's got so much to contribute. How you doing, Bill?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So you made a couple good comments. You said back in the day, one of the reasons that these guys were trying to find alternative methods to focusing on exclusively weightlifting as the protocol to build strength and muscles because it was so expensive to ship weights. That's still true today. Shipping is expensive.
Oh, absolutely. But you have to remember, it was a trade-off. The key words are physical culture. Okay, back then, this is, I'm speaking of the early 1900s, okay? It was before vitamins. Before vitamins were invented, you know, the little pill that you take in the morning that's supposed to make all
the bad decisions you make the rest of the day go away.
Yeah, absolutely. But the important thing to note is that it was physical culture. There was a tremendous emphasis on real food that is different than it is today. There's no additives. Wheat was different back then. Wheat was changed dramatically the molecular structure of it has changed dramatically in the 1950s, but you could do a show on that. And that's why you have so many allergies with the wheat. But the men back then were performers. You know, it was one thing to look nice, you know, like Eugene Sandow and stuff like that, but there were essentially no contests.
Yeah.
And the thing was, they performed. In many cases, they performed daily.
Yeah, like Dan the Seal Test, Test Dan.
Dan Lurie.
Dan Lurie, they had to make a living somehow.
Oh yes, and the important thing that, you know, to remember is, when you performed, you got paid. If you got injured, you didn't perform, hey, you didn't get paid.
So Brooks, let me ask Brooks a question. So Brooks, how much of this is that? How much of this, we have to be marketers, so let's give the people what they want. People want shortcuts. People want to be lied to. Let's lie to them. How much of it is that? And what does that say about even some of the fathers of early physical culture?
Well, let's be really careful to be very specific about what we're saying. We're talking about the 1890s, 1900s. First of all, the plate loading barbell and dumbbell had not been invented or was brand new at that point in time. So you didn't have plate loading equipment for progressive exercise. So that was one thing. It was a very valuable thing to get people interested in physical culture. The problem was the myth was sold of easy exercise. And Bill is completely right. That was in part because it cost money to ship barbells and dumbbells, particularly if you're talking about not plates, not a small barbell set that you can ship and then you can add to it over time by buying more plates, but big, heavy dumbbells. Those were expensive to ship.
Right.
Okay, when everything was cast iron, it was very tough to do. But you had people who began with the best of intentions, and then marketing people and advertising people, bless their black hearts, sorry, love them all, you know, got involved and came out with advertising and marketing that was just absolutely seductive. It was impossible
right.
for people to escape from.
But let's be clear about something, okay? This is what people wanted to be told. This is what people want to be told today. You have a person today who for the past 15, 20 years of their adult life has eaten crap food, not exercised, stayed up late at night, made bad decision and choice after bad decision and choice, and it's taken them 15 years to get to where they are now, body falling apart, disease-ridden, trajectory very, very short, and they want to believe that they could have it all turn around in the course of weeks and months. So, because my point is this. These guys, probably, if they would have said, buy these weights, train for an hour or two a day, struggle against the weight, they would have sold nothing. Because people don't want to hear that. People want to hear the lie. So you sell them the lie.
Well, no. That's not actually true. Once they had disc barbell and dumbbells that made sense for progressive training. And,
you could say, they were modular. You could sell them in pieces.
Yeah. You know, the Milo Barbell Company in the U.S., Bill, it was Thomas Inch in England who basically developed and sold these in England.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Once you had those available and put out the secret of progressive strength training, you actually did start to sell them, and some people did very well by doing that. And then of course you had the depression that, you know, hit everybody really hard. But
right.
In the middle of the Great Depression, the York Barbell Company came into being and was really the only player in the game for a while. And Hoffman actually sold hard work and heavy exercise. He actually managed to sell it, which was
wasn't his audience that he was selling to a very small niche group of people?
It started out that way. It mushroomed like you can't imagine. They had in the 30s and 40s, you had 3,000 to 4,000 people at some lifting contests and exhibitions.
Wow.
I mean, it was much bigger than people thought. And the interesting thing is, in a period of about 10 to 15 years, weightlifting records in the United States increased by 30 to 50%. And this is during the Depression. You know, a lot of people are hungry. So something really tremendous happened by selling, instead of easy exercise, by selling strenuous exercise. But then what happened, and this is a Greek tragedy, Bob Hoffman is the same man who then started selling easy exercise in the form of isometrics in the early 60s.
But why? Because he saw a bigger audience. That's my contention. I don't know, because I'm not as astute at following physical culture, but I am astute at following people. Am I right about this, Bill? Is it because he saw a bigger audience that would be willing to buy the lie that, hey, you could build the same kind of strength by pushing your palms of your hands together over and over again?
Well, right around that time, you have to keep in mind, there were a number of things going on that changed progressive resistance exercise dramatically and forever. And of course, that was the entrance of anabolic steroids through Dr. John Ziegler.
Yeah.
And that was they were first exposed. The York boys were first exposed to it in 1958. Now, that power rack, you know, everybody would like to think that Hoffman invented this, Hoffman invented that. He didn't invent much of anything. All he did was copy. He copied the adjustable plate loading barbell, the original one from George Jowett, which had nothing more than flat plates with a concave grip around the edge, and there was no name on it at all. And a guy by the name of Henry Milo Steinborn came to this country from Europe, and he brought a couple of Berg Handel barbell sets, and he gave one to Hoffman and one to someone else that escapes me. Okay, but let me 1960. And now you have the anabolic steroids. You had one gentleman was involved in the experiment, and honestly, they all were very naive. All of these lifters, they thought they were something like vitamins. Okay, you know, nobody claimed that they were that powerful at the time because nobody knew. You know, it was found out by a conversation at one of the big championship, international meets from a European team. What had happened is there was about three guys, and they were taking I think it was Dianabol.
Yeah.
And from, I think they were manufactured by Cyba Corporation. What happened was their lifts were going up dramatically. Well, Hoffman had to scramble. Now, he didn't invent the power rack. This was developed many years ago. Back in the late 30s, okay? And it was not widely advertised, so it just never took off. Advertising and marketing is key to all this
but,
stuff.
And that's an important distinction, because it's advertising and marketing that when someone goes to an advertising agency and they say, we want to sell more widgets, they go and look for the path of least resistance to get a larger audience to buy widgets. My contention is that marketing and advertising said, look, people don't want to be told that they have to work harder. They want to be told that they can get the same results by working easier. If you want
Absolutely.
To sell more widgets, you have to find ways to get them to believe that they can get the same results by working easier. And that's my contention. We have to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. Don't forget, lots of great books, ebooks, blog posts, all available if you go to BrooksCubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. Stay tuned for more Physical Culture Radio. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We did not start the fire. But we carry the flame of physical culture forward because there is nothing more noble than the pursuit of greater strength and muscle. Nothing. I say nothing. Okay. You had a point you wanted to make, Brooks.
Well, I think what really happened, you know, you were saying, how did things change? When did it become so easy for people to fall into the trap of selling easy exercise? And I think part of the answer is, as the market expands and strength training becomes, you know, more of a
big business,
things inevitably change. And that's what happened. You know, the York Barbell Company was a small operation. They did a great job, but it was a small operation. And, you know, then in the 60s, big companies started jumping on the bandwagon, and the whole thing changed.
Okay, so I made the argument that we are genetically predisposed to conserve energy, to look for easier ways. It's an evolutionary gift. I have another thought to expand on about that a little bit later, but you had an opinion of that as well, right?
Well, here's the thought. It also is not in our evolutionary makeup necessarily to systematically and progressively exercise. Right?
Okay.
You know, so when you switch from an ancestral lifestyle to a sedentary lifestyle, okay, now you need to exercise because you're living a civilized, indoor, sedentary lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do something called exercise, which is completely contrary to the genetic makeup and the thinking and the conservation of energy ethos of a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah.
So, and then what you have to do is you have to say, okay, I understand that my genetic makeup is to find the easy way, but since I'm doing something that is completely out of whack for the human species anyway, i.e. to exercise, I need to throw the rule book out, and I need to look for the harder way rather than the easier way. That's the weird thing, and I think that's what makes it so easy for people to look for or to market easy exercise.
Okay, I have an opinion on this as well, but I'd like to get Bill to weigh in.
Well, like you say, the hunter, you know, gatherer type of approach, exercising for the sake of exercising is definitely against human nature. And as far as eating goes, production farming, I think, has a huge contribution to that problem because, you know, you can walk to, you know, 10 feet to your refrigerator and get something, you know, to eat, even before refrigeration. You had you know preservatives and things for various foods, but the problem is humans in the early days grazed. They were hungry constantly. It was a matter of self defense, reproduction, and foraging for food, child rearing. That was essentially it. You know, people didn't have hobbies, so to speak. You know, it was a matter of survival. So it's a completely different world.
Yeah.
And as far as the food goes,
absolutely.
You have to look at the standpoint, people say, well, why are these people so fat? And, you walk into any number of the convenience stores, and why are they so fat, and especially in the poverty level? They don't have the money to buy the wholesome food.
That's an argument that is lost on me, because they have the money to buy the crap food. They're making bad choices because where they get their information from tells them that food plays no role in disease. No. I don't buy that one. The socioeconomic linkage to obesity is lost on me because they are spending money on food, and quite frankly, it isn't cheaper to buy $4.50 worth of 99-cent items at a fast food store, bring them home and eat one meal, because that same $5 could be spent on things that you would have to cook and would yield enough food to feed five people. So that one doesn't work, in my humble opinion. It doesn't play out, but I do agree with this notion that exercise, quote unquote, is foreign to the human condition. So I was making some notes while you were saying that. I'm thinking, well, let's not call it exercise. Let's call it work. Work yields benefits. We see the direct benefits of going to work 9 to 5, get a paycheck, you buy things with it, pay school tuitions with it, pay your mortgage with it. So work yields benefits. So I think part of the disconnect is, once again, because where people get their information from, no, people don't make the connection between work yields benefits when the work is exercise. They think exercise is something that people who are self-absorbed do. They think exercise is something that people do as a hobby. They think exercise is something that is attributed to successful people because they have the money and the time to exercise. All of these are lies. When people finally start to make the connection, and we're going to be talking about this on Casual Friday, because there's a group of doctors that are stepping up and going, look, exercise cures a whole lot of diseases cheaper and more effectively than drugs. Why aren't doctors getting with the program? And don't keep telling me because they don't teach you this in school, because there's a lot of things doctors don't learn in school that they learn after their practice opens that they incorporate. They don't turn their back on it because they didn't learn it in school. So the problem, in my humble opinion, is that there's a large majority of people out there that don't make the connection that work equals benefits when they look at the benefits of physical culture. And they're the kind of people that send me emails and go, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to have to walk, and I don't want to have to cut down on my late night snacking. They don't make the connection that what you really want to do is you want to expend energy that's going to gain you greater health and longevity. They don't make that connection because they're not hearing it on Dr. Oz. I'm sorry. They're not hearing it in the mainstream media. What they're hearing in the mainstream media and what they're hearing on these mainstream TV shows is that diet plays a small role, we're just finding out, a small role in health and disease. And, you know, you can get everything you need to get done inside of 15 or 20 minutes a day. I mean, look at the government's recommendation, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And then you can go and sit at your desk and sit in front of your TV, lay down in bed, sit at your kitchen table and sit all day long as you exercise for 15 minutes a day. Is there anything more preposterous than that? Seriously.
Well, you know, back in the old days, it used to be called the physical culture lifestyle.
Right.
And it's all part of a lifestyle. It all ties together. And, you know, lifestyle or life does not necessarily mean easy or shortcut or faster, efficient, or, you know, no sweat.
I want to take a break, and I want to make a case for the type of person that falls prey to, you can do this for 60 seconds a day and have the same physique as somebody who goes to the gym and eats differently than you and gets to bed earlier than you and does all the things that a lifestyle produce. You can get it all in 15 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day. I want to make a case for who that person is when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik and Bill Hinburn. Bill, plug your website real quick.
My website is superstrengthtraining.com.
How long has the website been around now?
Oh, gosh. The website has been up since 2001, but I've been in business since around 1969.
Wow. Okay. And you and Brooks have done a series of videos that are now up on YouTube, right?
Yes, and are hugely popular. We've gotten a tremendous amount of feedback, and we plan on doing several more.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Okay. I'd like to make an argument about who the target responder is to the messages that pander from within the physical culture community to a person who believes that they can get the same results in 15 minutes or 30 minutes a day, that those of us who understand that you have to train hard, eat right, go to sleep early, and do the things that a lifestyle begets, okay?
Go for it.
I want to start with evolution, because you can't ignore what our evolutionary gifts and tendencies are. Evolution, for 4.6 million years, has favored strength. Women have selected strong men because strong men could provide for them and their children, could protect them against harm, lift heavy things, and do all the things that strength begets. Only the strong survive is an axiom or an adage that has survived the test of time, because it's true. Only in recent days, today, do we frown on strength. Okay, but what strength did was it ensured reproductive fitness and the ability to care for offspring and a wife after reproduction. Now, we've done a show talking about working group humans. There are humans out there that we have been genetically gifted because evolution has favored us as the strong. And we feel good. We don't have to make the connection work yields benefits when it comes to exercise. We feel the benefits. We feel better after training. We feel better while we're training. We love training. No one has to make the argument that exercise is good for us because we get it. The benefits are tangible in those of us. And we've talked about Avakai Khalid over in Singapore last time and how he went to the gym and felt so much better even though he was on vacation. Okay, now let's look at the non-working group humans for a second. They are the ones that I say are most susceptible to the lie that you can get all the results you want in 15 minutes a day that someone else uses a lifestyle to get. And that's because, A, while they are not part of the working group humans, B, they understand the benefits on a cellular level. They know, too, that the strong are selected for. Even though today, those strengths that we were selected for are not necessarily as useful, it's still innate in people to understand that strong people possess something that they don't. In fact, we're hated for it. The jocks are despised by the geeks in high school. Politicians hate strength. Any kind of a supplement or drug that builds muscle is banned. Even if it doesn't harm you, it's banned. The language of a supplement, if it says it builds muscle and it's hormonal, it's banned. So we know that people understand the value of strength, even when it's something that they are not genetically selected for. But they want it. They want it, but they're not hardwired to make the work equals what yields benefits connection of hard work. So they want to believe that they can get it 15 minutes a day. Now, there is no other area of life that you do this. This is why I say it's genetically ingrained in us to recognize the value of strength. A 5 foot guy doesn't dream of becoming a basketball player, usually puts that out of his mind pretty early in life because he knows he can't, and would not buy a course that says grow 3 feet in just 90 minutes a week of doing these exercises, because it's not genetically ingrained in him to become a basketball player, but it is genetically valuable to be strong. Unfortunately, not everybody is gifted like us in this audience. Not everybody is gifted like us to be attracted to strength, to perpetuate strength, because it's part of our cellular makeup. They are the ones that I say are susceptible to the false messages. Now, I want you guys to weigh in on what I just said. I'll start with you, Brooks.
Well, I'm gonna pitch it over to Bill, because I've been hogging the conversation.
Okay, Bill.
Well, listening to what you have to say, I think I would have to approach it like this. I wouldn't say that the people, the target audience, that the people are necessarily lazy. I think what they're trying to do is hit the broadest audience. In other words, you're not going to sell an icebox to an Eskimo. You're not going to sell the idea of training to somebody that's already genetically has a genetic tendency towards that. You're also not going to try to sell it to somebody that is an athlete, for example. The target audience that many of the people hit is the young people, in the onset of puberty, that are going to grow and get stronger and get taller anyway. So if you get them at that point and they start training, their body is going to get naturally stronger whether they lift anything, okay? So, hey, I'm getting results in 6 months. Well, 6 months' time in the middle of puberty, you know, you get growth spurts and everything else. For people to take it a step further and say that, you know, you can get results in 6 minutes or 6 seconds or 60 seconds or, like Atlas said, 7 days, you'll notice results. Well, certainly you're going to notice results in 7 days. You know, you're going to experience soreness. You know, your body's going to start tightening up, but you're not going to get huge muscles. And then they're, you know, if they say that, they're overreaching, and then you get the Trade Commission, you know, to come down on them, which incidentally happens on occasion, you know, just to keep them in
on
check.
On rare occasion, but because more often than not that they don't. More often than not that they don't. And the only exception I would take to what you said, I didn't say they're lazy. I said that they want this that they don't have, and they want to believe that it can come in less time because they're not genetically predisposed to make the connection between work and the yield of benefits.
And if I may add to that for a moment, Carl, they're selling people a dream. They're selling them a dream.
Yes.
People like to escape reality. People realize their weaknesses, okay? They know that they shouldn't eat certain foods that are just loaded with empty calories. But the food tastes so good, and you're bombarded constantly with the marketing. You're getting bombarded with food commercials today that you never had, say, 60, 70 years ago. You didn't have all the fast food restaurants on every corner. You didn't have as many families that have both parents working. It's a convenience. Again, we go back to time. How much time is available? You know, like you said, yeah, you can go out and you can buy all these individual products and make food from scratch. You know, just like grandma used to make. In years to come, a few more, you know, generations, you're not going to be able to say just like grandma used to make. Because
grandma
didn't make it.
Right, grandma used to go to Wendy's now.
Yeah. I made the trip. I made the trip to the store, you know. That's what I think is the biggest change, is the availability of food. And if you only have two people in a household, you know, it becomes, you know, you're on the bubble, you're on the fence as far as is it practical to eat at home or practical to go out and eat.
It's always practical to eat at home. You know what, people find time for the things that are important to them. If you're staying up late and watching the news and Jimmy Kimmel, that's a waste of time. Spend that time cooking for your family. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but part of the problem, I think, is that our culture is convincing these people that fast food is just as good and it's not leading to disease. You don't have unequivocal evidence that it's harmful. You have the food industry selling studies that say it's not harmful. It's going to take a long time for all that to shake out. Unfortunately, some people won't be around by then. But Brooks, I want to ask you, mm-hmm. What do you think about my theory on the types of people that this notion that, hey, you could build muscle in 15 minutes a day, don't waste your time going to the gym and training like and eating like and sleeping like someone else, you can do it in 15 minutes a day. What do you think about my conclusion of who that target is, where they come from an evolutionary perspective?
I think that you're onto something there, and I think that part of it is that we are getting away from a species of strong, active people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are becoming, I won't say a race, that's not the right term, it's a species.
Yes.
It's all men and women everywhere on the face of the planet. We are not as active as we used to be, we are not as physical, we are changing. And it is very appealing to someone who basically lives an inactive life. You push a button or flip a switch, or better yet, you simply say, Siri, turn on the TV for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, we're at the level, you know, we're looking for ever easier ways of doing things. I mean, you know, do you remember when you know, it used to be that people would ride horses or paddle a canoe or be on a sailing ship, and then it became, you know, you'd be in a wagon, and, you know, then we had automobiles and truck drivers. And do you remember, you know, the early days of truck driving, a truck driver was typically a big, brawny guy because it was hard to steer the truck.
Yeah, they didn't have power steering, but more importantly, you had to load and unload that truck generally when you were a truck driver.
Exactly. So, you know, being a truck driver was not an easy job. It was a strenuous job. Okay, it's much different now, and yet we're going towards cars and I assume trucks that drive themselves. You know, it's like we're trying to push towards a society where we can live with virtually no effort at all.
Right.
You know, it's the Matrix. Oops, spoiler alert for anyone who's never seen the Matrix. So I think you're on to something, and I think that it is societal and systemic, and it's modern civilization, and I think it's very difficult to fight against that, but I also think it is incredibly important to fight against that. And you know, going back to my earlier point, evolution did not design us to exercise. We naturally live a lifestyle that is very strenuous, and therefore we don't need to exercise. Therefore, it makes sense from an evolutionary point of view to conserve energy. But everything's been turned around now, and I think people really need to think about that and really need to be aware of it. And I think that anyone who is selling an easy this or an easy that, instant this, instant that, effortless this or effortless that, is probably, without being too harsh, is part of the problem, not part of the solution.
I agree. What I'd like to do is take our last break, and when we come back, I want to read a message from Mark Domey after we commented about him in the last Physical Culture Radio episode. And this will be a good place to close this discussion. Then we'll plug Brooks has a new book. Who knew? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. MaxHP.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present MaxHP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. MaxHP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, MaxHP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This really was a fantastic song. I remember when it came out, I was like, Billy Joel is a lyrical genius when he wrote this song. Did you feel that way about this song? Guys,
1989.
Yeah, but I mean, do you remember when it came
Absolutely.
Out? Were you like, oh my God, he put everything that was monumental, impactful, meaningful in various generations into a single song. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was. I remember listening to it for the first time and just thinking, holy mackerel!
Right? It was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was like, oh my God, I got to listen to that 5 or 6 times to really.
Yeah.
Get the full thrust of it. Okay, so look. We talked about Mark Joseph Dome in a previous Physical Culture Radio. It just came to me because we're talking about what people do that live a physical culture lifestyle. I talked about how he is an engineer at a nuclear power plant. He's a very active and involved father. From what I remember of messages he and I used to share, all math homework falls to him. Because of his engineering background. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get to the gym and train before he has to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning. He had a hip replacement. He's had numerous injuries. He's still competing. The guy looks amazing. And we talked about him on the show. You remember that, Brooks?
That was last week.
Right.
Yeah.
He listened to the show. He says, Carl, I listened to the show on my drive to work yesterday. Thank you. I am very humbled that you would even think of me in this discussion, as I just see myself, I just see what I do as normal, in quotes. Like you, Brooks, and a lot of your listeners, physical culture is a way of life for us. I never see life's obstacles, parenthetically, injury, family issues, work, travel, etc., as a hindrance or a detriment to my training, but I see my training as a way to get through life's obstacles. Thanks again so much for the kind words. It really meant a lot to me. Take care. So his training keeps him on target. His this is my point about work yield and making the connection between work and its beneficial yield. People who are interested in physical culture, they don't have to make that connection. It's not a stretch for them. They don't have to think to themselves, oh, I got to exercise. No, any more than they have to think, I just exhaled, now I need to inhale.
That goes back to my earlier comment about it being the physical culture lifestyle, or as Bob Hoffman would say, the strength and health lifestyle. It's like breathing. You know, you and the interesting thing is, once you stop looking for easy solutions, which has sort of been the theme of the whole show.
Right.
Once you stop looking for easy solutions and you say to yourself, okay, what I need to do is look at the way I eat, look at the way I sleep, look at how I sleep, look at how much television I watch, how much time I spend sitting down, how much time I do things I know are not good for me. I think I said diet. If not, obviously diet fits in there. Exercise fits in there. And when you look at it as a lifestyle, a complete package of doing the things you really know are right, you know, then it becomes what Mark said. It's a very natural thing, and when someone, you know, singles you out and talks about you on a radio show and, you know, says this person, he or she is doing things the right way, you think to yourself, well, gee, thanks, I appreciate that, but, you know, it's nothing special. I thought everybody did it this way.
Bill, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely, exactly. Habits are very easy to acquire, both bad and good. And it's amazing. I've often said this about people. It's amazing what people can do and what they know, and they presume that other people can do these things and know these things.
Right.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody lift weights? Doesn't everybody run? You know, if you talk to a runner, you know, I do this every day. What's the big surprise?
Right.
Absolutely.
Brooks, you released a new ebook, didn't you?
I did. It's book 3 in the Knife, Fork, Muscle series, which is my series on diet and nutrition. And this one covers healthy fats, unhealthy fats, and a really, really important topic, food and chemical allergies, how they can sneak into your diet without even thinking about it, or sneak into your life without thinking about it or realizing it, and what they can do to throw your training off course, sabotage your strength, reduce your health, possibly even shorten your lifespan. You know, and I address those issues in a real interesting way and try to tie it as much as I can, you know, to my own physical culture journey and things that I've learned over the years.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting. You have a sponsor that has a chemical-free antiperspirant. And, you know, some people may say, and I don't even remember the name. I'm
Only Goodness Only Goodness Inside. It's amazing.
It Only Goodness Inside.
And okay. I put it on once every other day, and my underarms don't stink. It's amazing.
Okay, and you know, this is not something, for anyone who's listening, this is not something that we strategized about at the break or you asked me to make a pitch or anything. But what I'm saying to people is, you know, this is something, the kind of thing that I address in the book. You know, you don't want unnecessary chemicals in your body, chemicals that do things that we don't even know yet.
Right.
You know, we don't have science on it, we don't have research, and we probably never will, because guess what? Guess who's funding the science and the research? But you can darn well assume you don't want a whole lot of these things in your body. So what do? Well, you know, you start looking at the foods that you're eating, you look at refined foods, you read the ingredients, you look at the label, you know, you do all those things that are smart things, and you do the same thing with personal care products, and you know, I go through all of this in the book. It's a really interesting thing, and it's something that is gaining traction. I'm starting to see a lot more of that, you know, out there. I mean, a lot more people are you know, taking a look at these issues and thinking about them. But it all goes back to that L word that I used earlier, lifestyle.
Right.
You know, it's all part of a physical culture lifestyle where you say, I'm going to look at my life, I'm going to critically examine things, and I'm going to do the things that lead to strength and health.
I love it. I love it. BrooksKubik.com or go to Amazon.com and search for Brooks, K-U-B-I-K. You'll find plenty of fantastic Kindle ebooks that you can download immediately and seek gratification within minutes. And, of course, Bill Hinburn, plug your website again, please.
SuperStrengthTraining.com.
And thank you for coming on the show with such short notice, Bill.
Thank you very kindly. Have a great day.
Brooks, thank you to you for your preparation for today's show and all of your comments, and we'll see you next week, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Carl, for having me on the show. And, Bill, thanks for jumping in totally out of the blue and helping us really push this forward to a really fun show.
You know, you're very welcome.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, my news director, Alex Leaf, is going to be joining us about two articles that he just finished up and posted at SupremeRadio.com. One of them talking about infant formulas, baby foods, and kid-friendly grocery foods and their sugar content, and a discussion about cheese. If you love cheese, you're going to love this discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
England's got a new queen. All she and her little runchy sent Diana
goodbye. We didn't start the fire. There was always more than.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince, since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of MassPro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I've said it before, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. If you get the wrong information, your lifespan and health span will be shorter. If you get the right information, you will live a longer life. You will be healthier. You won't need to be taking pharmaceutical drugs. That's a lie that you will get sick. Everyone gets sick. That's a lie propagated by the mainstream. And if you follow them, then it won't be a lie for you. My next guest is actually our news director here at Superhuman Radio. He's Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, Carl. I'm doing well. So finally. Finally on live.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear? Well, that's because you're so busy with school and everything else and your writing, and we're going to get into your writing here in a second. Did you hear me on a casual Friday not too long ago take your opinion over Dr. Lauren Cordain's about peanuts?
Yeah, I did. It was a little surprising.
Well, I thought you did a lot of really sound research. One of the things about Alex Leaf is this. He's very laid back person, so he doesn't have the zealot gene, and that's actually a good thing because it makes him very objective, and he looks at things in a very fair and balanced way because he does not become emotionally connected to any particular side of a discussion, and that gives him a very unique position. Because a very unique position, because there's a lot of people out there whose writing I respect that don't have the objectivity that Alex has because of his personality, quite frankly. He just isn't the kind of guy who is going to fly off the handle in one way or another because of some sort of visceral reaction to something. He's more introspective. He is not dogmatic. He's much more pragmatic. And as a result, his writing shows a very fair, balanced thorough approach to looking at topics of interest. The first one we're going to address right now is that cheese is somehow bad for us. We hear a lot from the mainstream and doctors, you know, oh, your cholesterol's high, you got to cut out cheese. Oh, meat and cheese are linked to colon cancer and all these horrible things about cheese. But you've done some writing about cheese, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. So one of the things I do, side work, outside of Superhuman Radio, is I work for Examine.com as an independent writer, and I write articles every month that they publish in their Examine Research Digest, which is a bi-monthly subscription-based critical examination of the research. And in this August issue, they released the sneak peek for my most recent article I wrote for them called Put Down the Apple and Have Some Cheddar. And in it, it's a study that was recently published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that was a randomized controlled trial looking at the effects of a diet with a very high amount of cheese and compared it to isocaloric diet or calorie matched diets where the fat came from meat or where the fat was replaced by carbohydrates. And they wanted to see what happens to cardiovascular risk factors.
And can you give us a sneak peek?
Yeah, I can. So, real quick, just with the amount of cheese in the diet, these people were consuming about 4 ounces per day, which is quite a significant amount. Overall, their diet was 15% protein, 35% fat, with 15% of that fat coming from saturated fat, and then 50% carbohydrate. And all the diets were matched for the ratio of saturated to mono to polyunsaturated fatty acids, fiber, sugar, cholesterol. I mean, this was a very well-controlled study where they supplied all the food, made sure the participants were maintaining weight, everything was matched, except for the source of fat, which was either predominantly cheese and lean meats or just meat. And what they found was pretty clear cut that cheese had no detrimental impacts on cholesterol.
Huh.
HDL cholesterol increased, as did APOA1, which is the protein component of HDL and considered a stronger biomarker for cardiovascular risk. And nothing about LDL or any of what you typically hear about saturated fat, where it raises bad cholesterol. None of that occurred.
Interesting. So, in summary, and I know you said put down the apple, but you're really not suggesting that they put down the apple, but that they consider cheese not necessarily to be harmful, right?
Yeah, because apples are typically associated with health, you know, eat an apple a day or whatever. So it's just kind of poking fun at that by saying, okay, well, put down your apple and have some cheese instead.
Yeah. Do you eat cheese?
Yeah. I buy local raw goat cheese, and I usually have about an ounce of that every day after I work out.
I love cheese. I like Jarlsberg cheese. You think that some cheeses possess any benefits over others?
It's not something that's been researched. We do know for a fact that cheeses can vary substantially in their nutritional content with wide ranges of total fat and protein concentrations and some slight differences in micronutrients. Processing can also impact it, as can the source of the cheese. We know that CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, would be higher in grass-fed cheeses.
Yeah.
And all these are bound to impact cardiometabolic risk in one way or another, but we just don't have research to tell us how.
Yeah, this makes perfect sense. It really does. Dairy gets dairy is one of those things that it swings different ways. You know, there's periods of time where dairy gets the nod, and other times when it's associated with disease states. I think part of the problem with dairy is where the dairy is coming from, how the cows are treated, what the cows are fed. And that's something that we can't tease out of the research, because most research uses commercially produced dairy products, and some uses grass-fed, non-pasteurized, and so it becomes very convoluted. It's hard to really find out, is the cheese the problem, or the dairy product the problem, or is it the way the dairy product is procured and produced? Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I would, and regarding the way it's produced, or I should say processed, that was actually a topic that I wrote about in 2 Examine Research Digest issues ago.
Huh.
So this was a great continuation of that. And a lot of the contradictory evidence when you're looking at observational data regarding dairy intake has to do with something called the milk fat globule membrane. And this membrane exists naturally surrounding the fat within milk. It's the cream. It's what forms the globs, and it's what a lot of people don't like. And that's why milk is homogenized. The problem is that homogenization And any type of mechanical trauma, including churning when you're creating butter, destroys this membrane. And that is what gives dairy detrimental effects. Mm. When you look at the research separated by products that contain and don't contain this milk fat globule membrane, it's very clear that the membrane is what makes some dairy fat beneficial, and the absence of the membrane is what makes dairy fat detrimental.
How fascinating. And see, this is why you should be reading more of what Alex writes. Now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a recent article he wrote for Superhuman Radio, looking at baby formula, baby foods, and foods made for children and their sugar content. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Alex Leaf. He's the news director at SupremaRadio.com. He also books guests. His contributions to the show are very, very important. And his writing has become very, very important within the blogosphere of fitness and nutrition. A devoted physical culturist, he lives the life, and he writes about it as well. So you just published an article on SupremaRadio.com, infant formulas, baby foods, and kid-friendly grocery stores. 74% have greater than 20% calories from sugar. Talk about it.
Yeah, so it was a very small study, but it was the first study of its kind that used laboratory-based chemical analysis to determine the actual content and composition of sugars in these common kid and baby foods. It's the same thing if you ever see posts about, like, I think Walmart got in trouble for not having the right amount of protein.
Right.
It's because someone sent their product in and analyzed it, and they're like, hey, this doesn't match the label. Well, that's basically what these two researchers, Ryan Walker from the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai and Michael Gorin, did with sugar content. They went to three databases from Walmart, Super Value, and Safeway, and they randomly selected 100 total products from infant formulas, baby food, yogurt, breakfast cereal, and packaged baked goods. And all of these were foods commonly marketed towards children, and they went and purchased all the products from an area, a defined zip code in San Francisco, so that way they could control for inventory and everything.
Right, right.
They brought them back to their lab and sat down and analyzed them, and basically the results were pretty discouraging. I mean, it's evident that our kids... Well, I don't have any kids, so I shouldn't say are, but
well, you mean from the national perspective, our children,
yeah,
in the United States.
Yeah, right? Exactly. They're consuming significant amounts of sugar, and a lot of the sugar on these packaged goods either isn't stated or is extremely mislabeled. Just to start with the mislabeling itself, the amount of variation between what the product contained and what it said it contained varied from 88% less to 82% more.
That's a huge variance. That's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I think within the supplement industry, you're allowed to vary. Like if you sell a 750 milligram capsule of glucosamine, you're allowed to have, I want to say, a 7% variance. It can either be 7% more than 750 milligrams or 7% less. And if you don't meet those label claims, the FDA will fine you. You know, oh yeah, wait, I forgot to mention the unregulated supplement industry that everybody thinks is unregulated.
So, I mean, you never really know what you're getting. Now, on the flip side, I mean, if you are getting less sugar than the label states, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, but you don't, but you don't know if it's swinging either way. It doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. The inaccuracy is unexcusable.
Wow.
So you know, there were some products that stood out from all the different categories. Somewhat obviously, infant formulas had the most added sugars, because they try to mimic breast milk, and breast milk contains a significant amount of lactose in it.
Right.
And, of course, most of the infant formulas did use lactose, but those that are lactose-free had to use sucrose, and it makes you wonder, how does using sucrose instead of lactose affect the developing microbiome in the infant? You know, they're very similar sugars, but... not quite.
You know what's really funny? Another thing that, and Dr. Laura Cordain is a great guy, and his contributions to the discussion about ancestral diets will never be undermined by one thing here and one thing there. But one of his contentions is the reason that dairy is not good for you is because of the lactose produces galactose, and that leads to cataract development in the eye. And I would say that if that was true, that the first those babies who are nursed for longer than a year, and there are lots of mothers who actually nurse their babies for up to 2 years, they would have a higher propensity of developing cataracts at a very young age if that was true, if all their diet was this high level of lactose 5 or 6 times a day.
Yeah, actually that claim that you made isn't necessarily true. So galactose, when it's ingested, it has a very similar fate as fructose in that it's rapidly converted into glucose within the liver. Now, galactose is significantly less stable than glucose, and individuals that are unable to metabolize galactose into glucose suffer from a condition called galactosemia.
Uh-huh.
It's a very rare condition, but it is this condition and the inability to make glucose from galactose that can lead to an enlarged liver, liver failure, renal failure, cataracts, brain damage, etc.
Wow, that changes the whole discussion. So maybe he may be correct in a very, very small percentage of the population that
and
suffers from
it. Yeah. A very rare condition.
Interesting. Wow. That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Alex. Alex is actually going to Bastyr University and studying to be a dietitian, right?
Yeah, a registered dietitian. That's my long-term goal. Right now I'm just getting my master's degree in nutritional science.
So what happens when you start to talk about these types of things with professors and you start giving them a peek under the tent that your belief, certain beliefs that you have, are counter to what the mainstream curriculum is teaching? Do you ever have those little bumps?
Yeah, well, actually, several of my professors are subscribed to my work through Examine, so they read what I write through there all the time, and we do have discussions. One of the things I really love about my university at Bastyr is it's very small and it's very alternative medicine oriented, which isn't always great because it means a lot of people are standing out on long limbs when they make claims saying, well, you know, this has some evidence to show it helps, and they really bash down mainstream medicine where it's proven to work.
Right.
But at the same time, it makes them much more open-minded in a lot of areas, and it makes them want to try alternative treatments as the primary prevention.
Yeah.
And so a lot of my professors, with discussions we have about various topics, they are very divided. Either they'll agree with what I have to say 100% and they have that superhuman mindset, or they're on the complete opposite side of the fence and they just, oh, well, can we talk about something else?
Because
I don't feel like arguing with someone who doesn't have a PhD.
Oh, I would really lose my, I mean, you know, that's just, that just frustrates me.
Well, it's frustrating when it happens in class because it's not like you can pull up, you know, the research that you have saved on your computer and actually have a discussion with them. It's just more like, I'm the professor and I'm saying you're wrong. And then the rest of the class automatically defers to their opinion because, I mean, they're the professor.
Because they shut you down. Yeah, that's like the, I'm older than you, so I know better than you. And that's been proven not to be true as well. So, interesting. So what's the takeaway from the this article, that people need to be skeptical when they use baby form, when they buy baby formulas and baby foods and kid-friendly products?
Yeah, you know, there isn't anything this article really gives for someone to take away. The reason I wanted to write about it is just to show people that this is out there and there are inaccuracies on food labels, and you need to just be aware. It actually blends really well with some previous work I wrote for Superhuman Radio that showed in infants when they're weaning onto more solid food, there was a trial that either had them consume standard, like, mushed rice or whatever it is they eat, and another trial actually blended up meat and fed them blended meat so that their protein intake was 25% of their calories, and followed them over time. And they found that those who ate the high-protein diet had much better development of their lean body mass and just overall did just excelled compared to the ones fed the standard crap that infants are weaned onto.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my bottom line was, all the foods they analyzed are like breakfast cereals and all this crap. Just eat real food. I mean, just feed your baby real food. Blend them up a steak, blend them up some sweet potato, and let them have fun with it.
Yeah, that's really, and think about it. I mean, that's, why let Gerber blend it up for you and put a bunch of other stuff in it and put it in a jar that's been sitting on a shelf for God knows how long? You get a food processor. I had to do that for my dad at the end of his life. I actually started blending all of his food for him, and he was able to eat. So I know people don't think about that. They don't. I don't know. Maybe they do think about it, and they feel like they don't have the time for it, or there's no difference in buying something at a store shelf, and this just proves that there is. When you make it yourself, you know what's in it. When somebody else makes it, you don't know what's in it, unless your mother made it, that is.
yeah, exactly.
Okay, before we pull the plug on the show, has your dad been listening to the show, and is the audio any better?
The audio is much better, yes, it is. Very.
Good. Okay, good. All right, well, listen, I want to thank you for coming on and talking about these two articles. You can get one article at examine.com. Obviously, sign up for their it's bi-monthly. It's every 2 weeks, right? Well, bi-weekly. I'm sorry, bi-weekly, every 2 weeks?
No. For Examine, it's bi-monthly. You can go to the Examine website and subscribe. It's $30 per month, or you can pay an annual rate for $25 per month equivalent.
And of course,
or you could just read what I write on Superhuman Radio
for free. That's what I was going to say. And you can get all of Alex's wit, brain, and research at superhumanradio.com for free. Alex, thank you for being with us today. Hold on 1 second. Stay with me. Those of you who have never tried Crealkaline, it is the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. Creatine monohydrate is the creatine that is used in all the wonderful research emerging about the benefits of creatine, not just for athletes, but for average people too. You can get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom right-hand side of the now uncluttered website, you will see a banner ad that says Ask the Scientist. Ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Crealkaline. Find out about it for yourself. Just remember to include your mailing address, or you'll wonder why it never arrived. Alex, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, thank you, Carl.
Thanks to Brooks Kubik, and thanks to Bill Hinburn, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo to perform Casual Friday. We have lots of great stories to talk about. We'll see you then.